in Santa Barbara, California this weekend, a memorial service for Garrett and Sally Harden. The couple, both in their 80s, both seriously ill, died last month, apparently in a suicide pact. In the late 60s, Garrett Harden wrote a famously controversial essay that helped launch the modern environmental movement. NPR's environmental correspondent John Nielsen has this remembrance.
From Garrett Harden's point of view, people are a lot like sheep. Fail to control the herd and it will expand explosively, trampling landscapes and eating everything in sight. This process can be expected to continue until the food runs out or the predators arrive. Then the herd will collapse. Harden once wrote that it is a mistake to think that we can control the breeding of mankind in the long run by an appeal to conscience. No technological solution can rescue us from the misery of overpopulation. That essay appeared in Science magazine in 1968. It was called The Tragedy of the Commons, and it turned an otherwise obscure college professor into one of the world's best-known doomsayers. Harden warned that exponential population growth was turning the Earth into a hellhole. If people didn't stop having so many babies, it wouldn't be long before the world ran out of food, fuel, space, and hope. Harden preached environmental fire and brimstone for the rest of his life. His essay was reprinted dozens of times, and college students still read it. But for most of that time, green groups in the mainstream shunned Garrett Harden because he favored mandatory limits on the size of families, and not just in countries on the other side of the world. I went to see Garrett Harden once in the late 1980s. Yes, he still believed human population growth was a huge global problem, and no, he didn't think the doomsayers had been completely discredited, even though the future had rolled out a little less horribly than Harden had predicted, thanks in part to the fact that in the end, people are not sheep. Harden's solutions to what he called the population problem always seemed a little barbaric to me, and when I went to see him, I got the sense that he didn't like them all that much himself. "Let's not go there," is all he said when I tried to raise the subject. But then he asked me some questions of his own. Does the absence of global famine and the fact that we still have gas mean that there are no limits to growth? As I drove south from Harden's house into a smoggy city of millions, I realized he had the right questions. He just had the wrong answers.
That essay from NPR's John Nielsen.